Okay, so on today's show, we have Jeff Robson, who is currently doing a mammoth effort to donate 100,000 meals to charity. Welcome, Jeff.
Hey, g'day. Thanks for having me on, and nice to meet you, Tom.
Nice to see you. So, Jeff, tell us a bit about what you're doing. Like, we met on the beach the other day, a bit of a chance encounter whilst I was watching my daughter do a brick training session, like a you know, pre-triathlon on the beach, and it was quite amazing what I witnessed, where I had to go up and introduce myself. So tell us a bit about what you're doing.
Sure. Well, as you said, I'm doing 100 kilometres of broad jump burpees on the beach to raise 100,000 meals to feed hungry kids around the world. The charity I support through this is Kiani Caring Hands Foundation. And just a little bit about them. They've been around since 2011, and Caring Hands, they've performed services throughout the world, like building and improving schools, providing sanitation and other facilities for entire communities. And also they deliver life-sustaining nutrition to areas throughout the world that are struggling with poverty or natural disasters. Mm. So there's a real focus on bringing hope particularly to children in need by improving access to nutrition, sanitation, and education, of course, which is really we take for granted here, right?
Yeah.
Now, because I've got a great passion for good nutrition and fitness, I'm focusing my efforts on raising the nutrition, the 100,000 meals or more for children who've got little or no means to feed themselves. And this is done through what's called potato packs. Now, Kiani's a global health and wellness company, and they use their expertise in both nutrition and agriculture, and they've developed what's called a potato pack. So these are packets of dehydrated potatoes fortified with 12 grams of protein, 34 grams of carbohydrate, and along with essential vitamins and minerals. And you just add water. So, you know, they can go to disaster areas and they only need water to make a meal. So it's very simple. Yeah. In 2017, Caring Hands provided over 1 million servings, and each serving provides around about 2 to 3 meals. So my 100,000 meals really is about 200,000 to 300,000 meals, because a meal I'm considering as a serving, and a serving is actually larger than one meal.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And each community that's chosen for support, they've been set up for ongoing support and training so that they can learn to better help themselves. And that's important. We don't just go in there and feed a heap of people for a short amount of time and then leave them. They're supported ongoing until they become more self-sufficient themselves and learn how to do that. And most importantly, Tom, every cent donated goes towards those that need it. There's no ad fees. No one's getting paid for doing any of this. So, you know, 100% of everything is going to those that need it. And that's, to me, that's really, really important.
Yeah, that's incredible. And it's far reaching by the sounds of it too. Like, I mean, you know, you're here on the beach, you've got your two flags set up 100 meters apart. And like it looked crazy on the beach, all these burpees. And again, like, you know, I was only probably just saying just before, but I really doubt whether I would make it much further than 100 meters, let alone, you know, 100 Ks of them. And because there's probably like 100 per one. But to think that, you know, different parts of the world, that, you know, whole families are eating off the back of you, you know, pushing your body weight up and down the beach is pretty impressive, mate.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You know, and that helps sustain me and keep me going as well. You know, it's a great cause. And I think when you've got a bigger picture other than yourself, that's when you can really make a change.
Yeah, that's right. When purpose is tied to things, you can move mountains. I love that. I love that. So how and when did you get into this?
Well, back in May 2017, I was invited by a friend who's, I thank, you know, really greatly now, because he asked me to participate in the Spartan event. And we've all heard of Spartans. Mm-hmm. And the event's called was called 1 kilometer of burpees for a cause. Now, being a sucker for physical punishment as I am, I took about 2 seconds to decide that I was in. And I had no previous broad jump burpee experience. I knew what a static burpee was. And I was in for a shock, actually. I did about 3 training sessions before the event, and just those nearly put me off. I managed to do 2 runs of 600 meters in those sessions. And they were really super, super hard, because I thought I'm going to have to do at least 600 meters in training to be able to knock off a kilometer on the day. But I do it a little different than most people, because with a normal burpee, as you'd know, you place your hands in front of your feet, you kick your feet back and go into a push-up, and then you kick your feet forward to your hands, and then, you know, you jump up and do your jump. I saw most people doing their broad jump burpee. This is when I was training before the event. And what they were doing, they were falling into a push-up position, doing a push-up and then kicking their feet up to their hands. So I kind of felt like that was cheating, as the distance gets chewed up much faster. So I like doing things as hard as possible, because your body will get better results from it. I always place my hands just in front of my feet, as you would with a static burpee, kick back, go into a push-up, then kick your feet forward to meet with your hands, and then lunge, jump forward, and repeat. So it's much more challenging this way, which is why I came nearly last on the day of that event. I had all these people that they didn't, you know, a lot of them didn't look that fit and whatnot, and they was just creaming it, and here I was getting left behind. But that's the reason why, and I'd rather come last and do what I think is doing it properly and as hard as possible and with good form than, you know, be the first one over the line.
Well, that's understandable, and I wonder now, like, you know, how many are you actually up to at the moment? Like, how far in are you?
Just took a tally after yesterday's session, and where am I? I'm at 83.7 kilometers.
My goodness.
Yeah, I was at 87.2, but I've decided to only count the sessions where I do 600 meters or more.
Okay. You are a glutton for punishment.
I've been told that before, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So just to carry on with that question, I was already fit before that event, but I'd never experienced pain like that before, and it actually took me somewhere else, like closer to God, probably, because I was closer to death than any other time.
Yes.
I don't know, but after that event, I said to myself, I've been there, done that, I'm never doing that again, because that's just nuts. However, a few months later, I had a persistent thought nagging at me, Tom, and that was, well, I survived that. I recovered, was super hard. I wonder if I can do 100 kilometers and support my own favorite charity that I've already been donating to, which is Kiana Caring Hands. So that was it. It just wouldn't let me go. And I started recording some distances on the 16th of October, 2017. And like I said, I've only counted those 600 meters or above. And I'm at 83.7 so far.
How many burpees do you think? I mean, I don't want to. We shouldn't have to pull out a calculator, but how many burpees do you think you've done in that time?
Good question, mate. Because I actually did measure, in the early stages, and recently I do keep a track, and I'm approximately 2 meters per lunge.
Yes.
So if I do a kilometer, I'm doing 500 burpees.
Oh my goodness. My goodness. Okay.
I do 800 meters on a Thursday morning, and that allows me to get back, you know, to go to work that day. But on Sunday, I'll do a kilometer because I've got less commitments and I can spend the day recovering. But that's approximately 41,850 burpees so far. So it'll be 50,000 burpees once I do the 100 Ks.
So every one of these meals is really hard, really, really hard earned. Now, I was looking, you know, through your social media and I saw some comments or something. Was there a comment somewhere? I mean, you might tell me if there's truth to this or not, like a Guinness record or something is in the mix there, is there? Or
yeah, there's not a lot of Guinness Book World Records on broad jump burpees.
Mm.
So what one of the ideas, and we're going to be doing this in April, is going to get the Guinness Book of World Records people over. We're going to need about 1,500 people to break the world record of most people doing one broad jump burpee at a time. So okay. People are only going to have to do one.
Nice.
So we'll have a record. Yep. And then I'll do some personal ones where I'll do, you know, fastest 100 meters, fastest kilometer, because there are no records for that yet. So I'll set them.
Nice.
And it's all about just exposure. If we have a lot of people down there, we get some media coverage, businesses involved, then we'll get more exposure. And with charities and this sort of thing, it's all about exposure, isn't it?
Well, on that point, like how can people assist? I mean, you know, I was certainly moved. I came home and talked to my wife about it, and she was like, "Look, you got to donate. Try and share the message." And you know, as I say, like I'm watching you from the beach. I'm inspired. You know, we have a lot here, and you know, I feel like the people that you're talking about, one $5 meal can feed a family. That's life changing for them. So how can people assist?
Yep, awesome. They can assist by donating. They can go to the website www.100k4KS.com and click on contribute. And you can either purchase a potato pack directly. There's three different size packs, or they can donate money and we then purchase those packs on your behalf. People can also like and share the Facebook page, which is 100km of burpees for charity. That's really the best ways, is either donate, or if you can't do that, just please like and share and just get it out there to as many people as possible.
Awesome. And that's hit my Facebook, and I can already see that some of the people on mine are sharing. So anyone listening to this, have a look, find this one, share it on, you know, donate if you can. But what a wonderful cause. And that does sound very easy to get behind. It is just amazing what you're doing.
Thanks, so mate. Just to give you an update on the amount that I've that have been donated so far, it's just over it's just over 10,000 mils. So
wow.
I'm way ahead in my kilometers, but I'm way behind in the, you know, what I'm hoping to achieve in donations part. So I will have to keep burpeeing even past 100 kilometers to achieve the second part of my goal, which is 100,000 miles. So the sooner we can get there, the sooner I can stop.
That's right. And you look massive. Like your body has clearly done that many burpees. Like if there's any doubters in the crowd, I can attest to the fact that you're built like a brick poop house. But at the same time, like if we can get enough momentum behind you, what you're doing is incredibly honorable, and the fact that you're going to see it all the way through, the more support that we can get for you, the better, I reckon. What is it that you think makes up a successful mindset? I mean, obviously you've set up with this great goal. You're a very long way into the actual burpees. You're also now seeing that you've got, a lot more meals to try to do. I see that you've got supporters coming down to the beach, or at least I saw another gentleman crazy enough to do some burpees with you. So you obviously are inspiring others, but again, what do you think it is that makes up a successful mindset?
Yeah. Okay. So there's a lot of areas in life, to be successful in. And so I'm just speaking on the physical aspects here and regarding the charity. But having a big enough why or reason to put myself through this, I think that's probably the most important thing in any area of life, is having a reason why. And it's got to be a big enough reason to make you almost bring tears to your eyes when you're thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think about how lucky we are, and I have a real sense of gratitude for what I do have. And at times when we're whinging about not having this or feeling sorry for ourselves for some reason. You just got to look at the people that we're supporting with this and how dire their situation is in many cases. So having a big enough why is massive, and always working on ourselves to become more than we are now. That just keeps you wanting to grow and to be better. You know, gratitude is massive. It's something I do every morning religiously, is just, you know, go through a gratitude routine. Also pushing past or through any and all obstacles, you know, and if you can't push through them, go around them.
Mm.
So navigate around them. And doing what's required, especially when you don't want to.
Mm.
It's, you know, you'd know that with what you do and with your son's triathlon training.
Mm.
You know, we all get to those stages where we say, oh, I don't want to do it. You know, don't feel too good today, or bad weather. It's, you just get up and do it. And yes. Once you're doing it, it's like, wow, I'm so glad I did that. I'm so glad I passed that, because it doesn't matter now.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had a time where it's like, I don't want to do it. Then I go out and do it, and I think, oh, I really shouldn't have done it. Like, it is like that. You're exactly right.
Yeah, because you feel there's something in yourself that you're proud of, you know, for one. And probably the last thing that comes to mind, and it's probably one of the most important, is loving yourself.
That's powerful.
If you don't love yourself, you're not gonna persist. You're not going to last. You know, you're going to have all this negative stuff come back in. But, you know, love yourself. You're worth it. And, you know, you are love.
So, I love it. I do think that. I think we've got two choices in life, love or fear. And really, like, if you choose love, then life's going to work out. And at times, things are tough, having to go around those obstacles, over them, under them, through them, whatever you need to do. I think that you hit the nail on the head when you say about that powerful reason why. It gives you the reason to find that you're coming from a place of love. It gives you a reason to find the extra effort to get past those obstacles. So what a great summation of what makes a successful mindset. I appreciate you sharing that. And so is that the same? Is that the same sort of thing that, say, you're on the beach, you know, you're in that dark place, you're 600 meters in, you know, it's a cloudy day. Is it that same why that's carrying you through, or is there something else you're telling yourself?
Well, a cloudy day is a good day, to tell you the truth, because when sun comes out here in Queensland, man, you just want to melt.
Okay.
It's just the sweat just starts flowing. But what I say to myself or think to myself is, I've been here before and I can do it again. So, you know, there's not even any thought of, well, of course there is thoughts of stopping, but man, I'd be disappointed in myself. I really would. And what I try to do, rather than let those thoughts invade me for too long, I try to focus on my form for each burpee. Each and every burpee and every single movement that I'm doing for each burpee, try to get it as perfect as possible.
Mm.
And it's just one burpee at a time, because if I can get it as perfect as possible, it's easier on my body. I'm not putting my body out of alignment, which is what a lot of people do when they do these things incorrectly. Mm. And so they have pain for many days afterwards and they get put off doing it again. So that's, for me, that's probably the biggest thing, is just every single movement, focusing on it, trying to do as best I can. And then those voices, they don't have room to come in.
I like it. That's powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's blocking out the negative stuff, because it's going to come in and take over otherwise. Listening to my favorite upbeat music, that certainly helps as well. The stuff I like to listen to is the stuff that makes you think you're a legend on the dance floor at a nightclub.
You know,
you've had too many drinks and you get on there and you just lose yourself on the dance floor. That's the sort of beat that I like. It's not the trancey music, but just really upbeat stuff that coincides with my heartbeat, I think, probably at the time.
Nice.
And remembering why I'm doing it and how I'm helping those that have got so little, and how this may change some lives.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. And I'm sure that, you know, everybody, if they have got a powerful enough reason why, you know, can draw on those same things to pull them through in their dark times. I always find that interesting to hear, you know, what are people doing? What are they saying? You know, you've got positive reinforcement in there. You've got some upbeat tunes to carry your way, you know, and bringing your mind to the focus of what you're doing. Because your burpees did look perfect. Like I was talking to some of the other triathlete parents and, you know, the comments were being made just about watching you was people were feeling fitter. And, you know, and the form was, because you sort of expect like after, you know, 20 minutes of watching that it would start to fall away. And I know after watching me for a minute, it would fall away if I even held form for that long. So that's quite interesting.
And just to add a little bit more on that too, it's seeing other people doing stuff that I find hard, like swimming. You know, there's lots of groups that are down there doing swims, and people that train for marathons. My God, doing a marathon to me is just, that's extraordinary. Ironman events, those folks inspire me. So, you know, what I see them doing and what I'm doing, I think I'm just kind of doing a small part of the amount of work that those folks do, and that is inspiring by watching other people. But we are so more capable of doing more than what we think. Our bodies are amazing machines, and if you give them the chance, your body can blow you away if you just, you know, push it.
Well, 83 kilometers of broad jump burpees, or whatever the exact number was. Like, I think you're proving that without a doubt. And actually, I don't know if you've heard of David Goggins, but it's kind of like a bit David Goggins-esque. I'm sort of feeling this sense of you being able to do something like Guinness World Records. I think that in terms of broad jump burpees, you may soon hold all of them or set a lot that may never be broken.
Yeah, well, awesome. That'd be cool.
So you mentioned the Spartan 1K of, you know, the burpees. You mentioned a triathlon, I think, earlier on when we were speaking. So what do you like, you know, other endurance events? Have you gone in any other ones? And if you have a favorite one, which one is it and why?
Well, I haven't really done a lot of endurance stuff before other than, you know, I've participated in group triathlons where I do one leg, and then I finally did my own triathlon once, and yeah, that was really cool. But I've said I've done that now, and it was really hard. But I've had a bad back for a long time, and I've had wear in particular one of my hips as well. But I've also got a lot of damage from rugby league over the years. Thank you, rugby league, because it has made life more difficult having these areas of the body that just kind of won't fix itself or heal properly. And I was always a small forward, so I was always trying to be a big forward, and that just put my frame out of alignment many, many times. So pain has been a big thing for me, and funny enough, from doing these burpees and doing it correctly, I've found that I've reduced the pain in those areas, whereas most people would think, you know, you're going to get a worse back from doing burpees. Do it correctly and you know those muscles will get stronger and support the back and the rest of the frame. So that hence why I did a lot of soft sand running. It was easier on my back, and the other areas do take a lot of damage in those things. Other than these burpees, this is probably the biggest endurance event I've taken part in.
Oh, and it's not to be scoffed at again, like, you know, what was the number before? 40 something thousand burpees. Again, you know, you might have said that in marathon people inspire you, whatever else. I can assure you that there's gonna be plenty of people that are going to be inspired by this effort without a doubt. So on that, you know, it is a lot of work, and you know, a toll on your body, and you've talked a little bit about pain and you know, how these have been helping you, but you know, what are your secrets for recovery? How are you recovering? Like, you're doing these a couple of days a week, you know, how are you recovering?
Yeah, good question. Good nutrition is key. You know, you, like a vehicle. If you want that vehicle to perform properly, you've got to put in the good fuel. You put crap fuel into a car, it's going to perform like crap. So our bodies is no different. So good nutrition, and if you don't know what people don't know what good nutrition is, then just don't do what the majority of people are doing. You know, you have a look around. You go to the mall or the shopping centre or wherever. You go to the beach. And the majority of people don't look well. They look out of shape. They don't look well. So don't eat what they're eating.
Yeah, you know? that's a good point. That's a really good point.
Be a rebel. Be recalcitrant or whatever you want to call it. And look to do the opposite or do something that's very different to what they're doing. So you stay away from your fast foods, your packaged foods. You know, today's world, it's a bit hard to actually get all the nutrition you need from the food, even if it's good food. So you do have to supplement, and you have to supplement with good products. And you're not going to get good products from a pharmacy or a supermarket. You just won't. You'll probably end up having a very expensive pee because it'll just get, it won't be absorbed by your body. You'll pee it out.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, you've got bright vitamin P coming out, which means you're not absorbing it. So you do have to pay for good quality products. And it's essential if you're doing stuff like this, you really do have to supplement your food. And by having good food, you're going to have less acidity in your body as well. So, you know, lots of fruits and vegetables, legumes, that sort of stuff. You know, minimize your dairy and your meat, which I practically don't eat anymore anyway. And you're going to have more alkaline type diet, which is better for your body. Your body
less
loves
inflammation.
Absolutely, less inflammation. You've got, that's the word I was looking for. Mm-hmm. Inflammation is what's going to hold you back, or, you know, it's going to make you. So it's all about controlling your inflammation, really.
I like it.
Good rest. You got to have some good rest. And I'm not, you know, I'm just talking 6 to 8 hours a day. That's good quality time. Positive mental attitude.
Okay.
That's key.
And
I only do one thing extra during the week, and it's usually the day before my sessions on Thursday and Sunday, and it's called the Egoscue method.
Okay.
And what this does, it's basically just a series of stretches / exercises, nothing heavy, but what it does is it helps keep my frame in alignment. Because once something gets out of line and you're doing 500 burpees, it's magnified towards the end of it, right? It's that pain or that alignment has been magnified because you're just making it worse slowly as you go along. So this method called the Egoscue method, I just came across it on the internet one day when I was looking how to reduce my back pain.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it because it keeps me pain. It's called the pain-free workout. So it's doing exactly that. That's the only other thing I do.
Interesting. Well, I've just learned something new. I'll have to look that up and check it out.
Yeah, for sure.
So if you've got, would you have three tips for people that are like starting to get active, and, you know, they're looking to get off the couch, what would your three tips to them be?
Yeah, awesome. First one is love yourself. You're worth it. Just really love yourself more by affirming that and making that decision. And using affirmations can help you love yourself a lot more, you know, looking at yourself in the mirror and saying things that you want to be and how you want to be. So that's important, loving yourself. And with as far as doing stuff, begin by doing something smallish, but something that stretches you, and that way you can achieve it. If you're doing something really big and you can't achieve it, then you're going to be disappointed and you'll probably bag yourself out. So start with that and achieve something, and that way, boom, you know, you've got some positive go forward. Focus on doing that as near perfect as you can with correct form, then move it up a couple of notches. enough for some more growth, get near perfect form again and some distance away from death, mm-hmm. and then notch it up and repeat. Get close to death again, get perfect in that notch, and then notch it up again. And be consistent. You only need to really work your butt off a couple of times a week. That's all I'm doing. But in the right way to have superb results. You don't need to do it every day and wear yourself out and end up hating doing it. Because I think a lot of people do that. They do something, they find it's hard, and they feel they have to do it every day or every second day, and they end up not liking it, and boom, they're off the wagon. So, you know, do something you like. Do it just enough to stretch yourself, to give you that growth, and come to love it, and just, you know, step it up again, rinse and repeat.
I like it. I like it. That's perfect. And, you know, and how often do we do those sorts of things? I mean, I know I'm a bit of a trouble for this at times. I'm going to keep pushing and hitting a new PB and doing different things. But even just this week, I've had to, you know, have a couple of rest days or just light exercise. And, you know, my body thanks me for that. And that's more sustainable in the long term. So clear messages throughout this whole thing have been about, you know, from me, self-love, you know, about, you know, having a really strong purpose. You know, a reason why, a powerful reason to move you forward. Healthy nutrition has been a big thing. And really, like, again, I guess I just want to reiterate, like, just how inspiring you are. And I really want to thank you for coming on the show. So you can find Jeff on Facebook. Did you want to rattle off your Facebook and Instagram, you know, handles again?
Yeah, sure. The Facebook page is, it's 100 kilometers or 100 km of burpees for charity. So that's the Facebook page. Instagram is 100 km of burpees. And of course, we've got the website that I mentioned before, 100k for 100ks.com. And that's about the social platforms I've got at this stage.
It's been awesome having you on. Guys, if you're listening to this, donate some meals, donate some money. Maybe we could even come down and get involved in this, into the Guinness Challenge. I think that would be a lot of fun. But in the meantime, let's help Jeff get to this goal of hitting the 100,000 meals. What a worthy cause. And, you know, really, like, to be able to feed so many mouths and fill so many tummies off the back of this mammoth effort on the beach. Again, it really is inspiring, Jeff. So, again, thanks. I really appreciate you taking the time to chat. And I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Tom. I really appreciate your time, mate, and, you know, helping get this exposed a bit more. You're doing a champion job with what you're doing. And I'm always open for people to join me on the beach with doing the burpees. It's at Sutton's Beach, and it's at 6 o'clock every Thursday and Sunday morning. And, we'd love to see more of you. Otherwise, love to see your contributions, your donations. And thanks for talking to me, Tom. I really appreciate it.
No worries, Jeff. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye.